USA News, I'm John Schaefer. The National Transportation Safety Board has taken charge of the investigation into the collapse of the Francis Scott Key Bridge in Baltimore. NTSB Chair Jennifer Homendy.
And what they're going to look at and begin to collect is information on vessel operations, safety history, safety record, the look at the owner, the look at the operator.
The crash and collapse happened after the ship's crew reported losing control of their vessel, prompting authorities to close the bridge to traffic. A New York judge overseeing Donald Trump's upcoming hush money trial has issued a gag order against the former president. This order bars Trump from making public remarks concerning witnesses, prosecutors, and court personnel involved in the case. The decision comes ahead of Trump's trial, which is set to begin on April 15th. Donald Trump has entered Bloomberg's list of the 500 wealthiest individuals globally. The recognition came Tuesday following the public debut of Truth Social, the social media platform initiated by the former president, which secured him billions of dollars in stock options. With ownership of nearly 59% of the new company, Trump's net worth surged by approximately $4 billion. Robert F. Kennedy Jr. has announced his selection for vice president during a rally in Oakland, California Tuesday.
I'm so proud to introduce to you the next vice president of the United States, Nicole Shanahan.
The independent candidate revealed his pick to be the 38-year-old attorney and tech entrepreneur aiming to inject fresh energy into his presidential campaign. With hopes of expanding his presence on state ballots, this strategic move might also attract crucial financial support, potentially bolstering Kennedy's bid for the presidency. A new analysis shows the number of fatal traffic accidents surged in the U.S. around the time of 2017's total solar eclipse. A research letter published in JAMA Internal Medicine found there was a 31% rise in fatal accidents. This is USA News.
I've got a unique vacation idea for you that's right here in the United States. If you're ready for a vacation that's fun and downright affordable, listen up. It's driving distance for many of you, so no planes, no airline delays, no hassles. It's Branson, Missouri, the entertainment capital of the Midwest. Live music for everyone. Branson has three beautiful, enormous lakes, water attractions, live shows, great food, and tons of entertainment. It's a perfect vacation for you and your family, or if you're retired and you want to have a great time. And you can stay in Branson for as low as $99 a night. Please understand, this is not a timeshare offer. It's a real vacation for as little as $99 a night. We've got a free vacation guide we want to send you right now. All you have to do is call for complete details. Get your free Branson, Missouri guide right now by calling this number.
800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. 800-399-4215. That's 800-399-4215.
For the time being, WikiLeaks founder Julian Assange has been spared extradition to the U.S., where he faces charges related to spying. A court in London made that ruling Tuesday, stipulating that the U.S. government must furnish a set of assurances within 3 weeks regarding Assange's First Amendment rights and confirming that he will not face the death penalty if tried in the U.S. Texas public safety commanders say their officers will only be permitted to make arrests when they see immigrants crossing the Rio Grande River into Texas illegally. USA's Ryan Daniels has more.
A spokesman for the Texas Department of Public Safety clarified Monday how state officers would approach enforcement of the new Texas immigration law being challenged in court. However, opponents say promises like that do not square with what's written in the law. They claim Texas state officers will still be able to profile people on the streets in Texas if they see fit to do so. A federal appeals court has put the law on hold as lawsuits play out.
The Supreme Court is currently deliberating a case with a potential implication for access to the abortion pill mifepristone. Justices are examining an appeals court ruling that halted recent FDA revisions aimed at expanding the availability of the medication. A new documentary chronicling the Beach Boys will debut on Disney Plus on May 24th, titled The Beach Boys. The film will showcase never-before-seen footage, along with new interviews with band members Brian Wilson, Mike Love, Al Jardine, and more. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call US Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.